You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. For the next few minutes, we want Terry to explain to us what happened on Wall Street as the bailout bill went down to defeat on Monday, sending the Dow to a record point drop, and how on Tuesday it rebounded in such strong fashion. And Terry, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
For those of us in the news business and anyone else who was following the vote live on the cable networks on Monday afternoon, there was a split screen where you could see pretty much that the bill was heading towards defeat with just a couple dozen votes left to go. And then the Dow on the other side slowly going down. And once the vote got over the majority for those voting against it, the Dow just started plummeting in chunks to the point where it got down 700 points, then kind of bounced back up and eventually obviously finished down 777. What is it in that particular moment that convinces people to sell?
Well, I don't know that it's people so much as a lot of big institutions and money managers sold and sold hard. There really is a split here in America on this bailout package, or rescue as we call it, between Main Street and Wall Street. Main Street does not like it. All the polls show that more than half of the people queried say they don't want this bill passed. And so Congress definitely has to go back to work. That's one of the reasons why 40% of Democrats, even though it was a Democrat-led bill in Congress, opposed it. That said, people on Wall Street, while they weren't wild about the bill, saw it as a sort of a necessary evil and thought it would probably work to bring liquidity back into the system and keep the lending system from seizing up. That's the big concern here, is that banks will stop lending and working capital for medium-sized and large companies will dry up, and all of a sudden companies will have to start laying off people, and it'll be a very vicious and rapid cycle that could lead quickly to a downturn in the overall economy. That's why these stock prices fell so sharply on Monday. And then today we've had a sort of a modest rebound. I mean, modest in perspective and relative to the Monday drop.
And then in terms of why that happened today, is it just investors seeing potential bargains out there? Is it because they figure people overreacted on Monday? Why was it up nearly 500 points today?
I think there's probably a good deal of that going on. A lot of people who have conserved their capital and kept it on the sidelines are looking at the market and saying, well, geez, there are some real bargains out there, and so they're dropping some money into it. But there's also some notion, I think, that they still believe that some deal is going to be struck between Congress and the White House eventually, and the Democrats and the Republicans will agree to something, and it might not be as bad as they fear it will be. And in the end, that could cause the market to come roaring back, and they want to sort of pre-position themselves for that eventuality.
Terry, a couple of follow-up questions in our last couple of minutes here. Number one, instability and uncertainty, the two biggest enemies of investors and Wall Street in general?
Yeah, they are the two biggest enemies, and they also happen to represent the two greatest opportunities for you. Because if you, if you're an investor and you as I say, you preserve your capital and keep it whole and don't let it get too far down, you have great opportunities when the market comes back, as it inevitably does. And we have to have a certain amount of trust and faith. You know, whatever emerges out of Congress will not be damaging to the economy, but rather will bring things at least back to a semblance of normality.
One of the financial experts that was quoted pretty widely on Monday said that we could see a pretty volatile day today, and I guess it was in a good way, because of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah, there'd be less volume, and so any sort of move in one direction would be more dramatic than it might otherwise be. Was that the case today, do you think?
I'm sure that played into it. I think there's probably, there was thin trading from what I understand early on anyway. And so, that can really have a big impact. And, all it takes is one or two elephants to get in the tub and the water sloshes over the edge. So maybe there was some of that going on. But we will have to wait and see as the week progresses, because this is a kind of a work in progress, and Congress has done itself I think, a disservice by taking 2 days off here in the middle of what they themselves have called a crisis. So we'll see what happens on Thursday when they reconvene and whether they've been able to come to some sort of accord that would be in keeping with what both Republicans and Democrats want, but also wouldn't make average Americans too angry.
If the bill had passed yesterday, or we get a relatively similar bill within the next few days, what's the likely market reaction, not only the day of passage, but going forward the next couple of days and weeks?
My guess is there would be a relief rally at some point, particularly if it becomes clear that all the parties involved, Congress, the Fed, the Treasury, the presidency, and even our business community are behind this, and they are doing everything they can to keep the system from melting down. That's the key thing here, is I think people are worried that there will be a systemic meltdown of our economy where nobody, even virtuous people, are getting loans. And that would be a real tragedy, because then you would be punishing people who had nothing to do with this for things, the sins of others.
Terry, unfortunately, that has to be the last word. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. This is Dateline Washington.